Yeah, thank you. Dear colleagues, now we will come back to the, let's say, small picture, to the local picture. We thought about two, three years ago what we could do within the library, within a library, to be prepared for all this, what will come in the next future. And I will give you, a short work report about that, about what we did the last years, to be prepared for the bad or good future we will see. So let's talk a little bit about the basic conditions. You all know these basic conditions. We heard about these issues today. This is you are all very familiar. This is the picture we have. This is the environment we are in now for the moment. Then a local issue, the use of the library, the local use is decreasing, especially at least in our library. I think it will be the same situation in many other libraries too. So then the electronic use, not very surprising, is continuously increasing. You can also say, in our case, exploding perhaps. Then this is a specific issue in our library or in the university. The distribution of resources, personal resources, financial resources within the library is distributed unsatisfying. Then if we have some nice ideas for future projects, we do not have enough staff to do that. So we can have many ideas if we do not have the people to do the future-oriented projects, we have a problem. Then we have what we call a strong organizational differentiation. This means the organization, the library organization, is not one organization. You will know this from your situation. There are many libraries within the library. The special collection people do not speak with the cataloging people and so on. We could tell stories about this. And this is more or less in every library, in every big library at least. Then in our case, we have a tendency to liquidate the small faculty libraries, departmental libraries, or to integrate these entities to bigger entities. Then the question was a very important question in our case, what do we do with the non-paper collections? This means minerals, herbarium, and whatever we have, architectural objects, all this, every old university has things like that, and we have many of these collections, and nobody, especially the management of the university, does not know what to do with all these guys in there. Oops. Then we have what we call the basic conditions, political conditions, we call it political conditions, are changing, are also changing. This means, we heard about that today, what does the university get back for all the money which is spent for the library? What is the added value? And we are in the pressure to show this. Then the open access discussion, serious crisis, all these are political conditions we have to have in mind. So now what strategic goals do we have for the change activities? Not for the whole library, for the change activities. We wanted to adapt these conditions I was talking about as fast as possible. This was one basic condition. Then we want, this is a nice remark, we want to focus on user interests. But as you know, all librarians want to do that. Every library is focused on user interests. But from our point of view, there is a room for enhancement normally. Then we want to focus on the digital library. The digital library, the electronic part of the library or of library services, should be the strategic goal. Then we wanted to integrate different work areas within the library. to solve existing or approaching resource problems. One idea was by integrating different work areas to get staff out of this procedure. And of course, we wanted to present the librarians, the people, interesting and challenging places of work, especially the younger ones. It's not for me, perhaps, but for the younger ones, when they are 30 years and they want to work in the library the next 20, they should have a vision what they can do in the future. And of course, at the end of all, this should be a part of protection, of survival protection. This was at least the vision. I don't know if it will work in that way. So the first is, when you start with this, you need to have a strategy. It is very simple. This is the classical way to deal with change activities. You have to know what you want to do. This is very simple. And you can see here, this in this triangle, you see the goals, the general goals. What is the goal of the library, of this library? And the publication, integration, education, archiving, these are the fields of action, we call them. And these are the fields of action. This is what we want to do, generally speaking, as part of the library strategy. This is what we want to do, and we will see if it happens. So, first we defined six strategic objectives, for the organizational and process change of the library. The first one is the library executes consequently the change from analog to digital. It sounds very, very simple, but it's in the everyday work, it's not so easy. This is the major point, the digital library. And this is what we wanted to do, to give you an impression. These are the detailed objectives coming out of the operative goal number one. This is what we wanted to do. It's not very new, let's say. Necessary support through IT services, digital library, and so on. You can see it here. Interesting is perhaps replacement for printed journals through the online versions. This means one idea was to throw away the printed volumes in the stacks. It was the idea. Till today we have it. Mass digitization, of course, this is not very new. And the last point, non-textual collection. This means all the collections which are not classical library collections should also go in the electronic world, which is not so easy because, you know, to digitize minerals or to digitize graphical objects is not our core business in the library. The next strategic goal is the library is used as the most important supporter for scientific information within the university context. And for this, that's the problem. I used a picture with traditional support. You can see here the post boxes. But nevertheless, this was one strategic goal. Three, the library traces the current developments in all fields of library-related information technology, and the most important word is systematically. We want to follow all the developments, not by accident, we want to do it systematically with people and to check those developments if they are useful for our specific library context. This is only a picture to show you. We created something like technology radar. Then the next The library, that's very, very funny, the library knows the needs of its users or of its different user groups. And here I have, yeah. So you know how to do that. We made surveys, we asked the people, we checked the electronic statistics and so on. Number five is this one. Here I have some detailed goals. And this is from a library point of view. It's not unimportant. You can see here in the middle, main processes for the handling of printed journals are outsourced. It was one idea to outsource relevant parts of the classical library processes. Or, yeah, this was one idea also in the classical work, cataloging, indexing, and so on, and to do this also for the journals. Then we wanted to redefine the duties and responsibilities of the faculty libraries, of running the stacks. What are the processes running the stacks? Then document delivery. And the result was that we have a process now. Okay, so this is number five. And the last one is also interesting. Yeah, I forgot. The handling of the material of the special collection is classically, in more or less all libraries I know, separated from the other parts of the library. And we wanted to reduce this and to integrate these procedures in the normal library procedures. And the last strategic objective was the human factor, let's say. One strategic objective was we want to assist the employees, the librarians, with specific offers for further education, to prepare them for what we think is coming, to give them or to offer them future-oriented workplaces. This was the idea. So these were the six strategic objectives. And then now to the concrete process. To define these objectives, we needed, of course, some months. So now this was the phase one. We call it phase one, first concept. This involves, as I showed you, the discussion of the library's strategy. Then we defined a specific for this library, a product portfolio. What are the products delivered by this library? Then we made a analysis of the existing processes, of the existing library procedures, and we tried at least, we are still in the process to do that, we redefined them and put them on the process map. I will show you this map a little later. And of course, we created a new organizational structure. You will also see this. Oops, yeah. So, and for this, I have some examples for the library strategy, only to give you an impression. As you remember, this is the library strategy, and I will pick out the aspect archiving. What does it mean for us? We developed a concept, or some concepts and application for long-term preservation of library materials, not research data at this point, for library materials. And we thought about how to safeguard these the access. There are many questions important at this point, of course, logistic problems, technical problems, IT problems, and so on. And we discussed all of that. And then the most important question what happens with the primary research data? We heard about this in the speeches before, and we ask ourselves, is this a role for us? Archiving or handling or curating research data, primary research data, is this something we can do? Do we have the people? Do we have the knowledge? Do we have the power? Things like that. Okay, this was for the discussion of the strategy. And now we come to the definition of the product portfolio. I already told you, we made an as-is analysis of our products, the products we already have, and we came to the number to 135 altogether, different products. It was a very interesting and a surprising experience because nobody knew that we had so many. Then we reduced them to 8 groups. At the end, we had 34 main products. And as an example, you can see 3 of them here. 1, let's say, provision of infrastructure for learning and working. This is one product, one main process, and it's differentiated in minor processes. Then we evaluated this portfolio, we made a self-assessment, we asked ourselves, let's say, is this correct? Do we really have this this product, or is it an imagination or whatever? Then we asked users, selected user groups, of course, not the whole university community, and we also had data from electronic surveys. Then we try to think about these products we defined. Are they future-oriented? Do we want to have them also in 10 years or 5 years or whatever? Or do the users want to have them? And as a result, we created a matrix, and I will show you now this matrix. This is the matrix we defined. This is it's not our own, of course. This is the Boston Consulting Group matrix derived to our local situation. And here on the left side is what we... on the left side is what we defined as trend. Are these products future-oriented, or from our point of view, or not? And here is the usage here on this side. Here is the usage. Then, and the size of the bulls gives an impression: is this important or not from our point of view? This is something what we did by ourselves. We did not ask someone. We only ask ourselves, of course. So, in the product here in the left corner, these are the products we have to think about. I cannot show you the whole process. This is only impression to show you what we did. And the good bulls are here up there. So. Then we came to the second phase, the detailed concept. So in this step, we defined the responsibilities. Now we are coming now to the processes, and we defined who is responsible to redefine a process. We defined 6 packages, working packages. Each new division, I will show you the organizational chart in a second. Each division, then for human resources, 1 process owner, for the management processes, and for the coordination of the whole project. And this is the result. 10 management processes, 1 as an example, definition of annual goals for all employees. This is one process, one management process. or a main process is content handling, classical situation, cataloging, indexing of media. You can see it by yourself. All these processes were analyzed, were described on special formulas, and were optimized as far as possible. We created or we developed a manual, which is the basic for every process description. If you are responsible for a process, let's say for content handling, then you can use this manual, and this manual shows you what you have to do, what you have to write down concretely, and so on. So now I would like to show you some examples, two examples. So this is the new organizational chart after the reorganization. So we have three departments, and they are clearly focused on the middle one. The yellow one is for user. This is the customer orientation. Then we have the innovation part. That's the blue, and the red one is the support part. And this means that the library now exists of three departments. Process and product orientation are integrated. It's as far as we could do it, a clear reduction of cutting points. We think it's an increase of efficiency, and the user orientation, the yellow, is clearly defined. And when you have a look at the old one, this was the old one, and you can see it's a little bit, it's much more complex from our point of view. It's less integrated. And when you have a look at the processes, this is the process map we developed. And you can see the departments here on the right. Three departments and the management. And you can, this map shows which process belongs to which department. And the whole process, as you can see here, needs 1 year, something like this. So, the results. We think that we created or we integrated or, yeah, we created a digital library. The aspect digital library is not a part of the whole library as it was before. Now, from our point of view, the digital library is the whole library. Product and process orientation are, from our point of view, combined. They are deeply combined. We have tried to reduce the cutting points as far as possible. We were not successful 100%, of course. We think that we increased the efficiency of the whole system. We have clearly addressed the aspect user orientation. And we have, as far as it was possible at that time, integrated the non-paper collections into the library organization. But this part is not finished now, as you can imagine. And besides that, we have still some cutting points, of course. As you remember, we have two main departments, and there are still some cutting points, of course. We had a review, an external review, about the success of the whole procedure, and a major part of this review was asking the librarians, asking the people within the library, do you think everything is working well or not, things like that. And the result is that we have still something to do. The cutting points are not clear, they are clearly defined, but they are working people. And also the communication. It was clearly criticized that the communication between the two major departments, back office, front office, let's say, there are some ways to enhance. So let's come to the last one. What did we learn about this? If you do not have a clear vision, a clear strategy, what you want to do, what is the purpose of your library or your institution, this is not a good idea. At the beginning, you have to, that's very common in all change processes, you have to define the goals on a strategic and operative level. Then you have to know what you are doing. And this is easier to tell than to do. And I can remember situations when, let's say, in the cataloging departments that two different groups are talking about cataloging books and they do it in a quite different way. And they were surprised that they are doing the same thing in quite a different way. To every product, what you are producing or offering, you need an according main process, of course. And from our point of view, at least, it's very tough to do it by yourself, to do it without help, to do it without support from outside. And we had a company, not McKinsey or something like this. It was a specialized company for the university area. And they helped us to have the process in movement, let's say. Then, if you do this, do something like that, you always have to make some not so kind decisions. And this is a task of the management, of course. It sounds simple, but it's so. Because sometimes you have to make not so nice decisions. Then you have to communicate what you do. You have to do it very strongly and very open, and we did this very open. On different levels, we have an internet applications. We did it for all librarians. So this is a very important point. Then a reorganization like that is very expensive, not expensive in a financial way. It's very time-consuming, sometimes frustrating. So you have to have in mind that this can be a killing point. And it's, of course, not a guarantee that you will survive, that your services will survive. Okay, this is a must always at the end of a presentation like that. You have to show that. Okay, thank you.